We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter. Welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, with me, Bill Sardi, health journalist, and we're here for you every week on your local station. And remember, most of these stations, you can hear us on iHeartRadio app. Well, you know, Bill, there's a game I play with myself at the store. Whenever I see these articles in the news that are negative about nutrition, I always see if I can figure out what's wrong with them before I read them, because I always assume there is. There was a recent study about ginkgo and cancer, and only to find out that they gave the mice 3,500 times the amount of ginkgo that you and I might take. And that was almost laughable. But, you know, we talk a lot about resveratrol, the red wine molecule. It's a major ingredient in our sponsor, Longevinex. And big headline, I heard it in the news. Well, they say that resveratrol chocolate just really doesn't have any health benefits. They did a study, and they didn't see anything. Have any comments for us?
David, for our audience, Bill Sardi here, your resident health journalist on the air, and I have written a bunch of books about health and nutrition. And, of course, I've been avidly involved in this red wine story, red wine pills, that kind of an idea. And at Resveratrol News, where I write a column, you'll read about the 279 journalists who didn't think twice, didn't even read the real report, and just issued a rewrite of a press release from Johns Hopkins on this whole story, and just all were mistaken in what they just wrote, which was wine all of a sudden is no good for you, and neither is resveratrol or resveratrol pills. So I can make it clear to the audience, and by the way, we're trying to dig in at modern medicine and their failures and the news media in this first segment of the show. The second segment, we'd like to give you some practical answers and cures and things that you can use at home. The third is going to be about our red wine pill, Longevinex, our sponsor's product. And the fourth is about Garlazyme, also our sponsor's product, a unique garlic pill. So you know what's coming, and we love to give you this free health information as we move along. So here was a study of 783 people, women and men of older age, in Italy, in a wine growing, wine producing area of Italy. And they compared four groups. The group that were heavy wine drinkers drank 2.6 or more glasses of wine a day. And the occasional wine drinkers and teetotalers were like a half a glass of wine a day average. So what they didn't report, and what was just glaring at us, is the group that drank the most wine, loved to smoke the most cigarettes. So 25.1% of those heavy wine drinkers smoked, and only 7.7% of the teetotalers and occasional wine drinkers. Now, that made all the difference as to why wine and a trivial amount of resveratrol showed no cardiac mortality benefit, a reduction in heart disease and coronary heart disease mortality, that is real death rates, body counting. And, of course, this is unbelievable. 25 years of the French paradox, we've had epidemiological studies, and we've had studies in test tubes and animals and humans, all about wine and red wine molecules, all to be just thrown in the trash can with this one erroneous study. Unbelievable. And the reporters bit into all of it, never questioned a word of it. What are we going to do with 25 years of French paradox? Now, if you don't understand the French paradox, that was Dr. Serge Renaud of France, came to this country in 1992, spoke on the CBS 60 Minutes television show and said, we have a rate in France of coronary artery disease death of 90 per 100,000, and you in North America have 240 per 100,000 death rate to coronary artery disease. Wow. And he attributed to the wine drinking. At the time, he did not attribute it to cholesterol, which, of course, has been debunked here now. Cholesterol should be thrown out for all of you cholesterol phobia folks. Modern medicine has misled us, but the wine was causing something called vasodilation, that is a widening of the blood vessels so that there was better circulation to the heart, and it was breaking up clots, which is what kind of what aspirin tries to do. The FDA now says aspirin is of no benefit to healthy people to prevent a mortal heart attack. But here we are with wine, which has lasted through decades and actually through centuries. And we look at the French, they're having silent heart attacks and don't even know it. They don't even have the damage to the heart, even though there is a little heart attack. So the issue is there that the reporters are totally remiss. They never even read the report. And how do we know that? Because buried in the report, in just one sentence and one line on a chart, was that the incidence of mental decline among the heavy wine drinkers was like 16%, and the teetotalers and occasional wine drinkers, it was 32%. In other words, it was cut in half, and they made no mention of this astounding finding. You could cut the risk of mental decline as you got older. So a 9-year study, the length of it, and it was among older folks, and they didn't slip into memory loss and all that if they were more likely drinking a bit more wine. So we knew they never read the study, and we knew the researchers were burying the good. And how in the world, David, could we say that resveratrol didn't work, the red wine molecule, when the difference between the heavy red wine drinkers was 3 milligrams of resveratrol in their wine and 2 milligrams in the teetotalers and occasional wine drinkers? So it was just a silly milligram, and the headlines read, resveratrol pills don't work, don't even waste your time taking them. And no resveratrol pills were even involved in this study.
Hey, Bill, I got to tell you really quick, I see this all the time. I know early on when I was learning about vitamin D3, and it was very clear that vitamin D3 has a profound effect against cancer, and I saw a study that said, high-dose vitamin D3 of no use for cancer, no difference between low dose and high dose. And the low dose was 200, and the high dose was 600 units. I mean, they didn't even try a high dose. And I got to ask you, I'm listening to you tell us the figures there, and it seems to me if you have a group of people who are smokers, then you're likely, I would think, to see more maybe lung cancer, cardiovascular disease. So the fact even that it seemed even, that both groups didn't show any difference, wouldn't that indicate that even that little milligram of resveratrol difference that had such a great effect on the brain might have ameliorated some of those potential heart problems?
Well, they tested for overall mortality. Buried in there could have been a significant reduction in cardiac mortality, because wine tends not to really significantly reduce the risk of cancer, which is the other real big risk factor. So for death. So, you know, I think we need to use this as a landmark study that proves to us, believe nothing the major news media passes on to it. They're airheads, they're dumbbells, and they're just parroting stuff that's given to them. And they're part of this whole industrial complex from big pharma to big medicine to all the way down the line, that's just feeding us what they want to feed us and create their own reality. So, you know, if this was just halitosis or lumbago, but this just happens to be life and death issue, and they don't care. And a lot of these folks are biology trained, and they know better than this. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal didn't cover this big story by any of their major big journalists. It ended up in a blog about a week later, you know, by an off reporter in the New York Times. So the point is, why did the New York Times and Wall Street Journal ignore this study? You think they knew it was bogus, and maybe they did. I just think that we've got to stop this pseudoscience that the people are buying into it. And of course, you know, we're busy people. We tend to be a little bit self-indulgent. We tend to don't have the time. We can't dig into all this, which is why we're on the air here doing some little research for you. But, you know, I understand it. People go home, they turn on the evening news, and they think the TV is a source of truth. And we just wonder today, whether it's politics or war or whatever it is they're talking about, in this case health, whether any of it's true anymore. It all seems to be contrived. All they have to do is tell us the real rate of inflation and the real rate of unemployment, and nobody's going to vote for any reigning existing president, but they won't do that.
Hey, Bill, so again, if we have these two groups that they say they didn't really see much of a difference in, although they didn't bring up the brain benefits, so I just want to make it clear. So there was basically 3 milligrams of resveratrol in the, quote, high group, 2 milligrams in the low group. Just before we take our first break here on Have a Heart Health Radio, when I take and I know the answer, I'm asking the question for the benefit of the audience. When I take one Longevinex pill, how much of the resveratrol red wine molecule in the nutraceutical matrix am I getting?
100 milligrams of resveratrol, 265 milligrams of total polyphenols. We'll revisit this in the third section of today's show. I want to say that the French are gutsy. They took hospitalized patients who had their first heart attack, gave them wine every day in the hospital. No, they didn't give it intravenously, haha. But they gave them wine every day, and it reduced the risk of a second heart attack by 64%. See, this has already been tested. It's already been studied. Now, I'm not a big promoter of wine drinking, because what the French drank were 3 to 5 glasses a day, certainly to the point of inebriation every day. And the point of a red wine pill is you can get the same molecules without the alcohol and the inebriation. So that's our point here.
Okay. You're listening to Have a Heart Health Radio. We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, Bill has done some investigating journalism about hearing loss. I think you're going to want to hear this. Don't go away. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Really appreciate you listening. My good friend and health journalist Bill Sardi is with me. I'm Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. They call me the Health Warrior. And we're here trying to help you maneuver through all the misleading news reports, propaganda from Big Pharma, and just help you find real science, common sense, good health. Bill, I have a lot of people that come into the store with tinnitus, ringing in the ears, hearing loss. And there are some nutraceuticals out there that have had some benefit for some of my customers. Ginkgo in certain cases, if you take it long enough. There are some Chinese formulas, homeopathic things that have had a little benefit. But it is a persistent problem, and a lot of people, there's no drugs for it. A lot of people just don't get a lot of relief. And I understand that you sort of came across something in the literature that people may have overlooked.
The history of this shows that vitamin A is the cure for hearing loss. How could we have missed it? Well, that's a subject of a report. The lack of vitamin A may be overlooked root cause of tinnitus and hearing loss. Now, this report, so you're going to hear this remarkably and want to know, where do I get the report? If you will call our toll-free number, leave your name and address. If you don't go online, we'll give you a link where you can find it online. But if you don't go online, what is that number again, David?
It's toll-free, 844-49-HEART, and that translates into 844-494-3278. I'll say it one more time, 844-494-3278.
Okay, and call that number, leave your name and address. We'll send you a copy. We'll just print it out and send it to you. I just think this is just so important for everybody to understand, because so many of us have this problem. I have this problem. I'm in an age group for this problem. And so what happens, and by the way, you know, loud noise can induce hearing loss. Alcohol can induce it. Diabetes can induce it. The low-carb diet would be recommended for folks having this problem. And there's such a thing as sudden idiopathic hearing loss. No known cause. That's what Rush Limbaugh suddenly faced one day. And there's drug-induced. We don't mean like illicit drugs. We mean like mycin antibiotics and certain chemotherapy drugs. I mean, there's various things that modern medicine uses that are toxic to the ears. And so, you know, they be careful about those too. But the astounding part of all this is I was just going through this research, and I have some ringing in the ears, and it seems to be calming down a bit after using vitamin A. We're living in the vitamin D revolution era, and vitamin A and D compete for storage in the liver, and so I think it's important that we balance that out. I try to take vitamin D one day and then vitamin A another day. You can take a 50,000-unit vitamin D pill and use that for the whole week. It'll get stored in the liver and used. So take that one day as your whole week's supply, and then vitamin A every day in between, maybe as much as 10 or 25,000 units of vitamin A if you've got serious problems here. But I was just going through the literature, and I was going through population studies, thousands of people in different studies here. Here was one in France, and there was another one here, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, 2,500 patients. The first one in France, 1,800 patients. Another one, 1,910 patients in Korea. And then the Blue Mountain study here in the United States, and the Health Professional study, 26,000 here in the United States. And all of them showed, among other factors like folic acid and so on that were helpful in reducing the risk of hearing loss, they all indicated that vitamin A reduced the risk of hearing loss. Now, that's just regular dietary consumption. It has nothing to do with vitamin A pills. But I thought it was curiously interesting. And as we went along, I started making a connection here. And this goes all the way back to 1927, where doctors were toying and playing and employing vitamin A. And getting some, you know, it was in cod liver oil, so that's how they could get it, because they really didn't have pure vitamin A acetate, which you can get in the health food stores these days. And so what was happening here is there was you know, 1985 were reports about improvement in hearing just using vitamin A and E. And then in Italy, again, the same thing. And this went on at different animal studies, again, back this up. So all of the studies agreed. Not one of them disagreed. And it you know, and then there was this breakthrough report. It was in Science Magazine in 1993. We have little hair cells in our ears, and as their vibrations made, you know, sounds, and these vibrations then stimulate those hair cells, which send a message to the brain. We heard something. So those get damaged. They can get damaged by aging, by loud noise, whatever. And this 1993 report said that retinoic acid, the technical name for vitamin A, can stimulate the regeneration of hair cells in a lab dish. Wow. Now, this was big time, 1993, and we don't see anything done about this. So, and I'm hearing a little cracking. Is that me doing that? Or
you know, Bill, I think it's my head cracking open, because okay. I'm hearing you tell us all these benefits, And, you know, I'm in the vitamin business, and I've seen people get terribly phobic. Modern medicine has made people phobic over vitamin A. These ridiculous studies that have come out and make people frightened, and it makes me sad. I know so many people with hearing problems, they've been frightened away from vitamin A, which may be the very thing they need.
Well, you know, Japan, they had a study of 762 patients over age 65. They found those who ate the most, consumed the most, had the highest blood levels of vitamin A and plant foods, carotenoids, like eating carrots, carotene. They had cut their hearing loss rate in half. And then in 2012, University of Southern California went to an impoverished country, Nepal, and gave injections of 200,000 units of vitamin A. And there were far fewer inner ear infections, but they were less likely to experience hearing loss. So even for children, this was important. And then we've got, you know, all kinds of other studies here, and even during pregnancy and so on, it's showing that vitamin A, your baby in the womb is more likely to experience hearing loss in their adulthood if the mother doesn't get enough vitamin A during pregnancy. So all of these reports were consistent. And then we found this report, 1951, in the journal American Medical Association Archives of Otolaryngology. And this doctor, Joseph Lobel, was starting to use B vitamins, and then he used high-dose vitamin A, and he was curing people of hearing loss. He injected massive amounts, 100,000 units at the time. This was 1951, but he cites doctors going back to 1927, 1936. But he got so excited in talking about this, he mixed a little bit of information about B vitamins, which are also helpful, particularly folate, and vitamin B9, folic acid, and vitamin B12, and vitamin B1. And there may be, those are nerve vitamins, and they may be important here. But anyway, what happened is Dr. Lobel mixed some of the cases and treated them with vitamin A and the B vitamins. And so one of his antagonists, a competing doctor, Atkinson in New York City, then just took 10 patients, and it didn't work. And he said, see, it was the B vitamins all along. But then modern medicine went off to not use B vitamins or vitamin A at all in this, and go decades, leaving people to just lose their hearing. And, of course, along came the baby boomers, and now getting older, and now they're marching into retirement and all losing their hearing. And we could have known about this vitamin A a long time ago. And the point I bring out in the study is, it's a big, remarkable finding. There are stem cells in your body. You hear about stem cells regenerating, maybe the possibility for all of us to get our sight back, our memory back, or our damaged hearts back. And stem cells are naturally made in the body where there's injury and damage. The problem is they don't survive. And I'm writing a larger article about this, but the point is vitamin A helps stem cells to differentiate. Stem cells are undefined cells, and they'll become a muscle cell, a brain cell, a nerve cell, a heart cell, heart muscle cell. They'll become one of those if they differentiate, and that's what vitamin A helps them do. They helps them survive. Resveratrol is another wonderful molecule that helps these stem cells. You make endogenous or internal natural stem cells, and apparently that's how vitamin A is working. It's actually restoring damaged or absent hair cells in your ears and bringing them back. Now, I should say that there's a lot of good data about vitamin D and hearing loss as well. So I suggest people alternate and do what I'm suggesting. If you want to get my report, it's available at knowledgeofhealth.com, knowledgeofhealth.com. If you've missed what we're saying, you want to pass along a printed report, David, give them that phone number again.
Yeah, please just give us a call. It's toll-free, 844-49-HEART. That's an easy way to remember it, 844-49-HEART, and that translates into 844-494-3278. Bill's report, I just read it yesterday. It's pretty fascinating, and in a general way, Bill, besides the specific interest in vitamin A and hearing loss, this again shows that if we dig into Mother Nature, we're gonna get some real treasures here. Everyone's looking for drugs, which, you know, I want to get back to this resveratrol. We're gonna take a short break here because, you know, the modern medicine has had an interest in resveratrol, and they keep trying to synthesize it and change it and make a drug out of it. And they've had really no success. Resveratrol itself works just fine. A drug doesn't. So since this study that they talked about, which didn't use any supplements and had a very small amount to begin with, when we come back, can you give us some practical tips on how to get our resveratrol up? How do we balance that we have these red wine pills? We could drink red wine. I want to get back into this when we come back. Have a Heart Health Radio. Don't go anywhere. We're here for you.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. I want to give you a quick reminder again. If you want that report on vitamin A and hearing loss, you can go to knowledgeofhealth.com, knowledge of health, or we'll send you a copy of it for free at no credit card necessary. Just call 844-49-HEART, 844-494-3278. You know, Bill, anybody who takes a little time and goes on the medical websites like PubMed.gov and you type in resveratrol, the studies on it are remarkable. I do want to mention to people that many of the studies up there have the name Longevinex in, the specific product that is our sponsor. But, you know, you alluded to the fact that the study that supposedly said there weren't benefits really didn't have much resveratrol in the diet. Certainly, we'll talk about the supplement, but how do we boost our resveratrol so that we get these benefits?
If you go to Amazon.com and you go over there to the message boards on resveratrol, they've got four guys who represent Big Pharma, and they camp on that site and make sure that anything good about resveratrol gets thumbs down, and they dismiss it, and they ridicule me and others who are involved in the industry. You know, resveratrol is made by God. I mean, you know, it's a wonderful molecule. It binds to copper, and copper is a oxidizing agent in our body. As we get older, we accumulate it, and it causes a lot of troubles. And so the issue of how resveratrol works, is it something good or is it something bad? Well, let me surprise you and tell you that resveratrol is something a little bit bad. because the body perceives it as sending a signal that you are deprived of food. Not starving, but food deprivation. We call it calorie restriction diets. Way back in the Bible, they called it fasting. So if you deprive yourself of food, you turn on certain internal defenses in your body, and they're antioxidants called glutathione and superoxide dismutase and catalase and hemoxygenase. If you turn that defense system on, you will live long. You will be impervious to disease. Your brain will work wonderfully. You will be able to do wonderful things, and you'll stay healthy throughout your life. And this red wine molecule turns that little switch on. It's called a gene switch called NRF2, and that's how it works. Now, the problem is if you take too much resveratrol, it turns that switch off. If you don't take enough, it never turns it on. So the problem is who has the knowledge base for under 432 brands of resveratrol pills? It's a consumer's marketplace, folks. You go out there and find something at the big box stores that fits your pocketbook. The problem is the knowledge base at the companies who make those products is zero. They don't know to tell you about potential side effects. There are a few, but none serious, none that aren't reversible. But they don't know to tell you what's the right dosage range. And I know a lot of folks, can I just get the same thing for half the price that you're talking about with the pill you formulated, Longevinix? I'll just run around, look and see on your label how much you used and then how much is available somewhere. You're gouging everybody with your price. Well, that isn't really true because we make a resveratrol pill that is micronized resveratrol, very tiny particles, so it gets highly absorbed, builds the blood levels four times higher than anybody else. Nobody's micronizing. It's very important. We microencapsulate the resveratrol because what they use in the research studies is research-grade resveratrol, which is in a vial that is protected from light because exposure to light will degrade it and kept frozen. So we put our resveratrol, it's enfolded in plant starches and sugars, so that we can preserve it so it doesn't degrade in the bottle or exposed to the environmental forces. So the issue is that we do that, and then we know the right dosage range. And so somewhere between 50 and probably 300 milligrams of resveratrol is the right sweet spot. Above that, you're going to negate the effects of red wine or resveratrol. And so you want something like that. Now, in the red wine drinkers, they found that if they drank 3 to 5 glasses of wine today, we don't recommend it here on this show because it's the point of inebriation, as we said.
Five glasses is a bottle, yeah.
Yeah. And that's going to provide you about 180 to 300 milligrams of total wine solids. They're called polyphenols. They're resveratrol, quercetin, catechin, camphorol, ferulic acid, gallic acid. There's different ones. Well, it's the array of them together, and that's what Longevinix does. Puts an array of them together, and then we had these studies. Now, no one else has evidence that their pill does this. I know you're going to assume, look, this pill, I'm going to pretend to myself, works as good as Longevinix. Well, that isn't true. And so what happened? Would it make a difference to you? What the Longevinix pill showed, that if you had a heart attack in an animal, the experimentally induced heart attacks, and the number of heart muscle cells damaged by the millions if they did an experimental heart attack was cut in half by resveratrol and was cut in half again by Longevinix. You're going to spare millions of heart muscle cells. They don't grow back. They don't repair themselves. You're stuck with a scarred fibrotic heart for the rest of your life that won't pump very much blood very hard, and you're going to pass that up because you want to save $5 on a resveratrol pill.
Hey, but Bill.
That's what the Longevinix pill did. If you want to find out about Longevinix before we go too far, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000, and they will send you information. Believe me, we're not pushy about selling people anything. We're real big about educating folks about red wine molecules and particularly resveratrol. If you want to run down to the store, and we suggest that you get into resveratrol pills, we believe you're just missing something big if you don't. But don't just think that every resveratrol pill works equally well, because they don't.
Hey,
and
Bill,
we want you to get the best one and the one that's proven to work, and that's called Longevinix.
And I'm chomping at the bit to chime in here. I'm a retailer, Bill, and you know, I carry a lot of different brands of things in my store, and I try to have the best. And I just want to tell everybody, when I learned a lot from resveratrol when it came out from you, and I would call companies that I like, good companies. And I started talking about things like sirtuin genes and NRF2 and some of these issues you bring up. First of all, very few companies even knew what I was talking about, okay? They had no understanding of resveratrol. And I've asked every company I deal with, do you have a product that has any evidence that your product is biologically active in humans or animals? And they tell me, we're sure it does, but no, we have no evidence. And do you have any evidence that activates these genes and these transcription factors? And it's the same answer. And it is only Longevinix that can answer those questions. So I just want to tell everybody, as a retailer, I want to carry a wide variety of products. I want to offer lots of different ones. I can't find a resveratrol product that belongs in the same room as Longevinix. I keep looking. I can't find it.
We call it borrowed science because there are studies, and you can't compare them easily to know they use the same doses and so on, because there are studies showing that resveratrol pills or even plain resveratrol worked in the laboratory doesn't mean that a particular product does. Even the FDA says we can't make any claims unless your product shows these things. So that's what we did. We went out and did animal studies, human studies, and of course these are the things that we like to do. And of course, 10 years of doing this, safe use of Longevinix, and we've made some headlines in the news, been, you know, on the front page of Wall Street Journal, New York Times, NBC News, and so on. And so all of this has been our experience, and certainly we would love to see that more people discover and use this. And I want to say there's a gene, a survival gene called sirtuin-3 in our body. It works in something called the mitochondria, where the atomic power plants are in our cells that makes energy. We were talking about hearing loss, and that sirtuin-3 gene is activated by resveratrol. That's the one down at Costco and Walmart and Walgreens and so on. But it's activated 295% better by Longevinix. And why do I mention it? Because it's critical in maintaining our hearing sensitivity. We talked about vitamin A, but here is resveratrol, and it's involved here in keeping the hair cells. And so Longevinix, 295% better. You're trying to get your hearing back, trying to improve your hearing. We've seen decibel measured hearing loss, hearing gain, I should say, among people who have taken Longevinix, the red wine pill. So has a little bit of vitamin D in it too. I think people are desperate to find answers. I wish people were more desperate to get off prescription drugs, but, you know, it's easy because insurance pays for those and so on. With the amount of money that you're spending on deductibles for your prescription drugs, you could get all the dietary supplements you need to stay healthy, and you wouldn't need prescription drugs, and you'd be far healthier.
Well said, Bill. Hey, we got to take a break, but I had a question from a listener. And I'm going to tell you the question, Bill, and I'll let you answer it when we get back. As we talk a lot about garlic, a couple times you said that we should be basing our modern medicine on garlic, almost like garlic could take the place of so much we do. A customer asked me, is he serious about that? I mean, can that really be true? So I'd like you to flesh that out for us a little bit when we return. Remind everybody, you want to find out more about the red wine molecule and the product Longevinix, call 866-405-4000. We're taking a short break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is Health Journalist Bill Sardi.
Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio, where we really just try to cut through all the hype, all the propaganda, all the misdirection from modern medicine and give you common sense, real health, information you can use. Now, garlic. I mean, anybody that studies garlic, I can remember 40 years ago when I first got in this business, garlic's always been a supplement. Garlic's been a highly regarded food. The Mediterranean diet, garlic's a big part of the benefits of that, and everyone acknowledges that. So it has a very storied history. And yours truly, Dave Statter, the health warrior. Bill Sardi with me. Bill's a health journalist, and he's made the statement several times on this program that we could almost replace modern medicine with fresh garlic alone. And someone asked me if you weren't kind of exaggerating just to make a point, Bill.
15 ways allicin from fresh crushed garlic beats Big Pharma's best drugs. It's a new report at Knowledge of Health, my website. That's a non-commercial website. 15 ways allicin from fresh crushed garlic, not from garlic pills, we'll tell you about a garlic pill that does this, beats Big Pharma's best drugs. And we show whether it's for blood pressure drugs or for killing germs or for saving babies' lives. You know, garlic, this allicin molecule in garlic, it beats a big drug that's used to cure AIDS and HIV called AZT. Now, AZT inhibits a little enzyme called telomerase. Now, if you've got a lot of telomerase in your tissues, it's more likely that you've got cancer. And telomeres are the end caps of our genes, of our chromosomes. And so telomerase, it inhibited AZT, the famous drug. It's very expensive, has a lot of side effects. And AZT inhibits telomerase by 52%. But garlic, the fresh crushed garlic that produces allicin, inhibits telomerase 89%. That's amazing. One's inexpensive. The other one's, you know, the one the doctors use. It's in the World Journal of Gastroenterology. You can find the report. Just going to be posted up here at knowledgeofhealth.com. Remember all the panic about anthrax and the powder in the mail system, and everybody was panicked in 2001 with the terrorist attacks and so on. And what is the best antibiotic on the planet to kill anthrax? In case there was an outbreak of this like this again in the mail system, they wouldn't have enough antibiotics stored to help us fight it. And garlic, the fresh crushed cloves that make allicin the primary ingredient, are better than ampicillin, bacitracin, erythromycin, penicillin, and tetracycline. It's all on a chart in our report at knowledgeofhealth.com, 15 ways allicin from fresh crushed garlic beats Big Pharma's best drugs. And I wanted to say, you know, we're talking here about bacteria. Garlic and the allicin is the best way to remove lead. If you have lead poisoning, it beats most of the heart drugs, certainly the statin drugs. It tops aspirin as both an anti-inflammatory agent and as a way to inhibit clotting in our coronary arteries to prevent a heart attack, and so on and so on. You know, allicin from garlic, if you're smoking cigarettes and you're a smoking fiend, okay, 1.5 billion people on the planet smoke cigarettes. and 70% of those smokers will get lung cancer and die of it. And garlic, if you just happen to be taking a fresh clove of garlic and smashing it and macerating it and using it every day, you'll slash your risk of death from smoking and lung cancer by 30%. So we haven't got any drug that does these kinds of things, but in the heart is the big thing I wanted to talk about. They've got these drugs that they use in case you get into heart trouble. So if your heart is stopped, they inject something called epinephrine, adrenaline, into your heart. If it's obstructed by a blood clot, they'll inject an expensive $1,000 enzyme called streptokinase to break up the clots. They'll do that right in the ambulance if needed. And if you have an excessively rapid heartbeat, they call it tachycardia, they'll inject something called adenosine. Garlic addresses all of those. It breaks up the clots. It has adenosine in it, a mild amount, and it works on something called the adenosine cell receptors. So there's evidence of this. And so all of the ways that modern medicine uses drugs to restore your heart rhythm, to get back the circulation in your heart, you can have two kinds of problems. A sudden death heart attack is an electrical problem in your heart, and that's where you die of a sudden death heart attack. And then there is a blockage problem, kind of a plumbing problem, where you're going to have a clot in one of the coronary arteries, and that stops the circulation of oxygenated blood to a certain area of the heart. Now, the point is that you're going to, by fate, hope you're close enough to a hospital or some paramedics who can inject those medicines that I just mentioned into your heart should you have an emergent heart crisis. If you're taking garlic, it addressed all of them before the event occurred. Isn't that amazing?
Hey, Bill, I'm listening to you very carefully, and I notice that you keep saying fresh garlic, fresh garlic, fresh garlic, that you're not just talking about cooking with garlic, garlic pills. Now, I want you to explain a statement that I like to say to people to get them interested in this whole concept. I say to them, some of the most important things in garlic aren't in garlic, which sounds counterintuitive, but I think you could explain that.
We point out in this report at Knowledge of Health, 15 ways Allicin from fresh crushed garlic beats Big Pharma's best drugs. You need Allicin. If you are as brave as the Roman army centurions were a couple of thousand years ago, they marched into battle chewing garlic cloves. But if you can't handle that, and that's the problem. You put garlic pills in your stomach, and this stomach acid negates the enzyme that'll make this allicin molecule. Now, our sponsor, Garlazyme, just made an alkaline buffered garlic pill that assuredly delivers allicin without the pungency, without the odor and the garlic breath. Folks, I can hear you now. You all love garlic. You just don't want the odor and the garlic breath. That's what Garlazyme delivers. It's got an alkaline buffering. It assuredly delivers the allicin and calms down the garlic breath and the pungency and the odor. And that's what you really want to hear, because we looked it up online. The number of folks interested in allicin and garlic pills is less than 1 million, and the number of people interested in garlic breath and odor and overcoming that is 26 million in a year online. So that's what folks want to hear, and that's what we're delivering. Real allicin without the garlic breath and odor. The product is called Garlazyme. The phone number, 866-674-3955. Here's the deal of the century. You get a 3-month supply of Garlazyme, 30 capsules in a bag. You get a free bag with every 3 that you order. So you get 4 bags. A 4-month supply costs you $8.60 a month. Can you believe this? And the shipping is free. So what's not to like about Garlazyme? And, it's the right price point. And we've got what people are looking for, consumers. They're looking for all of these wonderful things that garlic does. And as I point out in my report, if garlic had the wonderful aroma of vanilla and tasted like a fresh apricot, Big Pharma would just be a garlic house. I mean, but the problem has been the pungency and the odor and the garlic breath. Well, now we've taken that away. You cannot even think of a pharmaceutical drug that even would approach all the things that garlic does. And look, it fits your pocketbook. Most garlic pills you can't buy. And don't fall for the imposters. These pills go out there and they say Allicin on them. They cost more than Garlazyme anyway. But they're pretenders. They have Allicin yield, Allicin
potential is
what they call. They test them in water, and if they tested them in acetic acid, which simulates your stomach acid, acetic acid is like vinegar, then it won't make the Allicin. Your stomach acid won't do it. You got to make it outside your body. Crush a clove, just macerate it, and see if you can get it down without a sore throat and all the esophagitis and all the problems with trying to swallow a fresh clove of garlic, by all means do it. But if you can't handle that, we've got a garlic pill that is alkaline buffered, negates the stomach acid just long enough, 9 seconds, and it'll make real Allicin in your body, all proven by a breath test. You know, if you have Allicin in your stomach, you're going to breathe out acetone, and they have a little measuring device that'll tell you that. And sure enough, you can't measure blood levels of Allicin. So this is how it was all tested. If you want to read it about it, go to garlizyme.com, G-A-R-L-I-Z-Y-M-E.com. Don't go to Garlickzyme. Some guy trying to be a pretender is out there with that name. Hey, garlizyme.com or 866.
Is there a toll-free number? That's what I want.
866-674-3955. Leave your name and phone number or go online to order. They'll call you back. 866-674-3955. And I love talking about this product because it's so easy on the pocketbook. I think people really love hearing what we have to say. And you know, if it's affordable, they'll get it. And this is the dream product. Finally, a garlic pill that doesn't come back and bite us and really offers all these wonderful health benefits. If you want to read the report, 15 ways Allicin from fresh crushed garlic beats Big Pharma's best drugs, it's at knowledgeofhealth.com. Also, the report on how to get your hearing back and calm down tinnitus, the ringing in the ears with vitamin A, that's at knowledgeofhealth.com. The articles are free for you to take or call our toll-free number, and we'll send one of those reports to you. We love hearing from all of you listeners out there.
All right, and that toll-free number is 844-49-HEART. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back next week. Have a Heart Health Radio. We'll see you there.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again. And the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.